T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edition of Beers with the Boys, powered by Standard Beverage and Sweetwater Brewing Company. We're going to discuss today with Ashley Anderson and Monica Nauser of Sweetwater Brewing. And there are some beers in studio with us today, Ashley and Monica. There's a definite theme. I see two bottles with 420s on them and another one that says hash.
Yeah, we hear that your studio smells really good this morning.
It might.
We're ready to pop these things open. So what's the theme you guys are going for here with this?
Well, the major theme that we have at Sweetwater Brewing is damn good beer. So that's at the base of everything we have. It's good quality, pretty IPA heavy. However, we have some nice lighter versions coming out this spring and summer. But the one that you think you're probably talking about the most is part of our 420 strain series that we released last summer. And the one you have in studio right now is G13. Are either of you guys familiar with what G13 is?
No.
Well, G13 is allegedly the line of cannabis that the government had come out with back in the day. So you can see references to it in movies like American Beauty, Pineapple Express. So kind of a cool thing that our brewers did, they went into this cannabis strain and figured out all the terpenes that made up that smell. And terpenes, if you don't know what a terpene is the DNA of all plant matter. But then they took a next step and found those similar terpenes in hops and then used those hops to get that nice aroma.
So there is a definite smell.
That is good.
It is terrific.
I mean,
smell like a fresh bag of grass.
It does. The smell is fantastic on
that.
We're
looking for marijuana.
It is. And then you go one step further, and then you're going to taste it, and the taste is awesome. It's a hazy IPA.
Wow.
Nice and cloudy, super full-bodied, but it's easy on the palate. It's not going to burn your tongue off, and you're going to leave you wanting a few more.
So you guys are new to the Kansas City area. Like, you're just coming out in Kansas City for the first time, correct?
Yep, this week. Yeah, we launch officially next week in the market. So
yeah, so you've got a couple of beers that we're trying right now. The G13 IPA, which is delightful. Are you guys like hiding in the, no pun intended, the weeds, waiting for legalization?
Pun intended.
Like just kind of like lying in the weeds, waiting for full legalization across the United States, and you've got some really great beers that are going to come out after that happens too.
I mean, I think we're with everyone waiting for that all to happen, and
right.
You never know what's going to, you never know what our brewers have up their sleeves. The time will tell. But, yeah, I mean, we've been a huge proponent of marijuana from the get-go. We just celebrated our 22nd anniversary last weekend, and we're located down in Atlanta. So 420 was our flagship beer that I think you guys have in studio as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's our pale ale. Kansas, may I note, is our 25th state that we are in with Sweetwater. And we've had the bragging right of being the second most poured pale ale with our 420 since we were in 10 states. So it's a very awesome beer. For those listeners that fly around the world, we are on all Delta Airlines flights with our 420 pale ale.
Oh, that's pretty cool as well. So you got to deal with that's the new thing that I'm seeing now as I've been traveling a little bit lately is like these airlines that are kind of, I don't want to say regional airlines, obviously Delta's not, but where they're based, they're bringing on these regional beers and they're giving like customers a great in-flight experience. Now you're not just getting the, the standard crushable beers. There's actually great offerings that are on the planes now.
Yeah. I mean, obviously craft is the craze that's been happening for the last 5-10 years. And luckily for us, it was a very organic conversation down in Atlanta that opened the doors to getting us on those Delta Airlines flights, which actually brought us international 2 years ago. So you can find us all the way over in Amsterdam and Vietnam and many more.
Well, it's great because you guys are obviously new to the area, but the Atlanta market, Georgia as a state, isn't one of the leaders in the cannabis industry, I would say. It's not like it's a Colorado or a California. How has your marketing, your ideas, your creations got over in states? Because here in Kansas, we've been told by leaders.
Say, congratulations getting into Kansas.
I mean, like we had a senator on a year ago who told us we'll be the 51st state to legalize marijuana, you know, in the United States. So how have you been accepted by a lot of these places that may not be hip to the legalization of marijuana?
Well, I think, you know, for so long, this was such a counterculture of marijuana, and now it's just mainstream culture. You see stuff like CBD oils and that type of thing. And just so that you and all your listeners know, there is no THC in any of our beers. You will be able to pass a drug test. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, we're definitely a pioneer into this, well, again, was the counterculture, and now you're seeing it all over the place.
All right, tell us about the 420. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, along with those 420 strains that I was talking about, we're going to have a couple more around the corner. The next we're coming out with is a Mango Kush, which is also going to have that very heady cannabis smell, but it's going to be a mango wheat beer.
Ooh.
So a little bit lighter, less than 5% ABV, a bit more crushable, and for those that aren't really onto the hot craze yet, a little bit more palatable. So, again, I mean, our biggest leap is getting over, you know, naming these beers because there's so many, you know, tapes and, you know, gatekeepers that we need to get past with our names. But if the government allows it, I think the drinkers will embrace it.
What's the third one we have, Josh?
The Hop Hash Easy IPA.
Yeah. So that is my fave. It is comes in at 4.20% ABV. So that's
that's awesome. Yeah, you guys put a lot of work and time into this stuff, you know?
I mean, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah,
but
it's our lifestyle.
Yeah.
And the cool thing with the Hop Hash is we're one of three breweries that are doing this. So when our brewers went to the hop farm, they got all these, looked at all the hops going through. And if you know what they do with hops, they pelletize them, almost like through a cheese grater, if you think about that way. And they said, well, what are you doing with all that stuff on the top of the grate, the key for the hash, if you will? And they said, well, we'll sell it to you. So it takes 50 pounds of hop to get 1 pound of Hop Hash. And we dry hop the Hop Hash with that. So you're going to get a really strong, aromatic, heavy taste on the palate, but you're going to be able to crush it like a domestic lager because it's so low in ABV. And that comes in a 15-pack at a really good price as well.
A 15-pack. I like that, too. So that's your crushable version of the beer. They're only available in Kansas right now, right? They're not on the Missouri side?
We are in parts of Missouri. So you can find us in St. Louis, down by Lake Ozark, Springfield, and a few more areas.
And tell us about the 420 Festival. We got to hear about this.
Oh, absolutely. Before I tell you about 420 Fest, I just want to pipe in, too. We have one more seasonal that's just coming out next week for the whole market, and that's called Peach Love and Happiness. Mm. So if you can get that reference from one of the great guitarists, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
We wanted to pay homage to the great state of Atlanta, so we added some peach into a Berliner Weiss. It's going to be a little tart, a little sour, a little sweet, and a little awesome. So keep an eye out for that one, too. And yes, 420 Fest, it is our Super Bowl. It happens every year down in Atlanta over Earth Day weekend, which is also April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a three-day music festival that brings in about 80,000 people into the gates down in Piedmont Park. And we have bands that are headlining this year, like the Avid Brothers and Widespread Panic. So it's sure to impress anyone that comes and really get to know our beers. Last year we did almost 750 kegs. Just that three-day weekend of all of our beers.
Let me ask you this totally off the subject. Is Georgia leading the way to get legalization down there? For you guys, I hope yes.
I mean, I hope so, yes. We've seen a few things on the ballot, but nothing set in stone, you know, right now. But, I mean, I think all over in the next, you know, 10 years, you're going to see it pop up in more states, especially for the medicinal use, beyond having a, you know, fun recreational aspect, perhaps for some.
Mm-hmm.
There is really great studies out there that it helps people.
No question. And your beer is delicious, let me tell you.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. That G13 IPA.
And it smells decent, too.
I'm getting excited about that beer.
The greatest thing from, you know, me and Monica's aspect is that it's a beer that sells itself. When people are pouring that on draft, everyone's eyes perk up and noses open, and they want to drink what their neighbor's having. So it is a great, awesome beer. We've had, you know, a lot of accolades in Men's Journal, Bloomberg. We were in the top 11 beers for 2018. The New York Times featured us in an article. So it's not only a great beer, but it's got great press behind it as
well. I've had two since we've been having this conversation.
Hey, make sure you don't drink and drive. Please always be responsible.
Ashley, Monica, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you, guys.
And next time you come to town, don't bring the snow, and we'll get you in studio.
You got it. And please live by our motto and don't float the mainstream.
Oh, this place is fantastic. Sweetwater Brewing Company.
I'm in. They're my new faves.
I mean, they're not even hiding it. It's awesome.
The smell of that G13. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah. It's got the 420 strain.
Smells like Colorado.
Yes, it does.
We're going to have to explain this to Speck when he gets it.
Sweetwater Brewing, based in Atlanta. They're now into the Kansas City market on the Kansas side and parts of Missouri, not necessarily Kansas City just yet.
Right.
But other parts of the state of Missouri. But how they got into Kansas is amazing to me.
I do like the top.
This weed is helping out quite a bit.
I do like the text line. They should sell them in 10 packs and call them dime bags.
Possibly.
That's terrific. I'm gonna
another edition of Beers of the Boys, powered by Standard Beverage and Sweetwater Brewing Company. Our thanks to Ashley and Monica for joining us today. It's a segment after Beers of the Boys.
It's the most we've ever gotten text-wise during that segment
and
ever.
The segment after Beers of the Boys with a 420 twist. Who knows what's coming next?
Weed.
Let's go in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.